This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Genotropin. Active ingredient, S. somatropin, RBE, recombinant growth hormone. This leaflet provides important information about using Genotropin. You should also speak to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Genotropin. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Genotropin? Genotropin contains the active ingredient somatropin, recombinant human growth hormone, or biosynthetic human growth hormone. It is a man-made substance which is produced in a laboratory. Genotropin is used to treat short stature caused by the lack of growth hormone. Genotropin promotes the growth of the long bones, for example, upper legs in children with reduced height due to lower than normal levels of growth hormone. Reduced growth in girls with Turner syndrome. Turner syndrome is a genetic disorder found in females. The condition may cause short stature and ovaries to not fully develop. Children with Prader-Willi syndrome. Prader-Willi syndrome is a genetic disorder that may cause short stature, low muscle tone and a constant feeling of hunger. Genotropin helps to improve growth and body composition. It also helps to reduce excessive fat and improve muscle mass. Diet restrictions may still be necessary during treatment with Genotropin. Children with kidney disease, to help them grow at a normal rate. Adults who do not produce enough natural growth hormone. However, your doctor may prescribe Genotropin for another purpose. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Genotropin has been prescribed for you. What should I know before I use Genotropin? Warnings. Do not use Genotropin if you are allergic to somatropin, metacrosyl, a preservative in the Genotropin mixing fluid, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Your doctor will not prescribe Genotropin if you are a child and have closed epiphyses. This means that your bones have finished growing, have an active tumor, cancer, or evidence of cancer growth, are currently being treated for cancer, have a serious injury or illness or surgical procedures requiring intensive care, have Prader-Willi syndrome and are severely overweight or have marked difficulty breathing. Tell your doctor if you have or have had other medical conditions, diabetes mellitus, cancer, a kidney transplant, thyroid disease, adrenocortical insufficiency, also known as ACTH deficiency. Take medicines for any other condition. Your doctor should monitor you for glucose intolerance during treatment with Genotropin. If you are treated with insulin, your doctor may need to adjust your insulin dose. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known whether Genotropin passes into breast milk. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Genotropin and affect how it works. Tell your doctor if you are taking any medicine, including insulin for the treatment of diabetes, thyroxine, thyroid hormone for the treatment of thyroid deficiency, replacement therapy for ACTH deficiency, e.g. hydrocortisone, or fludrocortisone, corticosteroids such as cortisol, or dexamethasone, e.g. for the treatment of severe asthma, some skin conditions, or rheumatoid arthritis, epilepsy medicines, e.g. carbamazepine, ethosuximide, or tiagabine, cyclosporin, e.g. for the treatment of severe skin disease, psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis, or after transplant surgery. Hormone therapy, e.g. HRT for estrogen deficiency, menopause, or osteoporosis, bone thinning, testosterone for hormone deficiency in men, or other hormone therapy for contraception, the pill, endometriosis, or some cancers. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Genotropin. How do I use Genotropin? how much to use. Genotropin comes in two dosage strengths. Your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist will tell you how many milligram of genotropin you must use and how often. Your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist will show you and or your caregiver how to inject genotropin before you use it for the first time. Do not try to inject genotropin until you and or your caregiver have been shown the correct way by your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist. Follow the instructions provided and use genotropin until your doctor tells you to stop. When to use genotropin? Genotropin should be used in the evening if possible. Normally, growth hormone is made by the body at night. Giving the injection at night helps to copy this process. How to use genotropin? Genotropin is given by injection under the skin, subcutaneous. Use a different injection site every day to prevent wasting of skin fat at the injection site. You will be taught how to mix and inject your genotropin using a disposable pre-filled pen, Genotropin Go Quick. When you mix the genotropin, gently tilt the pen from side to side. Do not shake the pen as this may deactivate the growth hormone. After mixing, check to make sure that the powder is completely dissolved and the solution is clear. Do not inject if the solution is cloudy or has particles in it. You can store genotropin in a refrigerator at 228 degrees Celsius for up to 28 days after it has been mixed. It is a good idea to refer to the instructions for use provided in the pack on the correct way to prepare and inject genotropin each time you use it. If you forget to use genotropin should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you forget to use a dose, have your next injection at the usual time the next day. Do not use a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you forget to use your genotropin. If you use too much genotropin. If you think that you have used too much genotropin, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using genotropin? Things you should do. Call your doctor as soon as possible if you experience any of the following: rash, wheezing, swelling of the eyelids, face, or lips. These may be symptoms of an allergic reaction, nausea, vomiting, headaches, or problems with your vision. These may be symptoms of raised pressure of the fluid around the brain, limping, pain in the hips and or knees. Tell your doctor if you become pregnant while you are using genotropin, start to have difficulty breathing, or start to snore, or have an increase in snoring while you are using genotropin. Stop or change your oral estrogen therapy. Stop or change your glucocorticoid therapy. Have concerns about how the product looks, e.g. if it looks different from normal. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using genotropin. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine without your doctor's permission. Genotropin should be used strictly according to the instructions you have been given. Do not change your dose unless your doctor has told you to. Do not miss injections regularly. Missing injections can reduce effectiveness, and you risk being taken off growth hormone altogether. Do not heat or freeze your mixed or unmixed genotropin. Do not give your genotropin to anyone else. Do not shake the pen. Shaking can damage the medicine. Use all the genotropin in each pen. Do not discard any unused genotropin without discussing this with your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist. Do not refill empty pens. Do not carry the mixed genotropin in the shirt pocket or school bag. Mixed genotropin should be stored in the refrigerator at 228 degrees Celsius. Things to be careful of. The instructions for using genotropin must be followed exactly, otherwise problems such as the following may occur. Loss of genotropin activity. Broken or jammed pen. Broken cartridge. If any of these problems occur, contact the person who trained you on how to mix your genotropin. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how genotropin affects you. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store your genotropin, mixed or unmixed, in the refrigerator at 228 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze your pen or expose it to heat above 25 degrees Celsius. Keep genotropin in the original packaging during storage. Genotropin needs protection from light. It is also possible to store your unmixed genotropin outside the refrigerator, but under 25 degrees Celsius, for 1 month, as long as the expiry date has not passed. During and or at the end of the 1 month period, the product should not be put back in the refrigerator. After this, it must be discarded. Take genotropin out of the refrigerator approximately half hour before your injection. This will bring it to room temperature, about 25 degrees Celsius. It is more comfortable to inject at this temperature. Always remove the injection needle before storing your genotropin in the refrigerator. This will prevent leakage of genotropin through the needle. Keep genotropin where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Used needles and empty pens should be disposed of in a sharps container, or similar puncture-proof container composed of hard plastic, or glass. Ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist where you can dispose of the container once it is full. When you are due for a new supply of genotropin, inform your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist of the number of pens that you have remaining. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects. Side effects. What to do. Administration site disorders. A reaction at or around the injection site, such as bruising, itching, redness or swelling, pain, or hardness around the injection site. General disorders. Swelling of the arms or legs. Swelling of the face. Metabolism and nutrition disorders. Extreme tiredness or change to thirst or appetite. Increased thirst and need to pass urine, particularly if overweight, or if anyone in your family has diabetes. Musculoskeletal disorders. Discomfort or pain in the hip or knee. Limping. Curvature of the spine. Painful joints or muscle aches and pains. Unusual muscle stiffness. Nervous system disorders. Nausea, vomiting, severe or recurring headaches, or problems with your vision. Tingling or numbness in your fingers, hands, or feet. In adults, pain or burning sensation in the hands or underarms, known as carpal tunnel syndrome. Skin disorders. Rash, itching, pruritus alone, or with the rash, urticaria. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. You must tell your doctor immediately. If any of these side effects become serious, as you may require medical attention. There have been very rare reports of leukemia, a cancer that affects the blood system, developing in children using genotropin. The causal association of genotropin with the development of leukemia has not been identified. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What genotropin contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Somatropin. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Glycine, sodium phosphate, mannitol, and water for injections. Potential allergens. Metacrosol. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What genotropin looks like. Genotropin comes in a disposable multi-dose pre-filled pen, Go Quick, that contains genotropin in a two-chamber glass cartridge. The genotropin Go Quick 5 mg pen is color-coded green. The genotropin Go Quick 12 mg pen is color-coded purple. Prior to mixing, genotropin is in a powder form in the top chamber, and the liquid, diluent for mixing, is in the bottom chamber of the cartridge. The genotropin in the Go Quick pen is mixed when you start a new pen. Genotropin can be identified by the Australian Register number. Genotropin Go Quick 5 mg, OSTAR 166829. Genotropin Go Quick 12 mg, OSTAR 166831. Who distributes genotropin? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales, toll-free number 1-800-675-229. www.physamedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in December 2022.